From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Among its many impacts, the economic crisis has altered relationships across borders. And we're going to hear two stories now about the impact on relations between the U.S. and Mexico. In a few minutes, we'll visit the border town of Nogales, Arizona. But first, to Mexico, where communities depend on money that workers send home from the U.S. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, that calculus has in some cases reversed. Mexicans are sending money to the U.S.
This is Pahuatlan in the mountains of central Mexico, a small town with one main street. Pahuatlan is hours away from the capital, but it's still closely tied to the global financial system.
At the beginning, they don't really know who is Lehman Brothers in the United States.
Do they know now?
No, they don't. They don't really know who is Lehman Brothers, but they feel what happened in the United States.
That's Angel Vasquez, director of AMUX, a microfinancing bank project for rural Mexican villages.
We're going to the microbank.
This is where the remittances come in on the 15th of the month?
That's correct.
A remittance is money a worker makes and sends back home. A money flow that slowed dramatically when the U.S. construction industry collapsed and Mexican workers were laid off last year.
You thought they'd all come home?
Yes, we thought about because in the news they say, okay, the Mexican who lives in the United States come back. And we say, well, we're in a big problem.
A very big problem. The Mexican economy depends on remittances, says Vasquez. After oil, the second largest source of income. So in the early months of the U.S. crisis, for the first time, Mexicans sent funds north to keep family members afloat. Vasquez says about 30% of the customers at the Pahuatlan branch borrowed to bail out relatives.
And they say, yes, because my husband lost the job in the United States. They send $500 American. They support for 3 months with this money.
And the investment paid off. In time, many Mexican workers found other jobs. They often made less money, but it was enough to prevent waves of workers heading home.
So about how much money comes through this bank every month?
$100,000 American.
But still, not as much as it was. Remittances are down by about 30%, the biggest drop ever. This popular song sums up recent history here. Men from these villages crossed the border illegally to join the American workforce, but the decline in money sent home has slowed Mexico's recovery from a recession that's twice as bad as in the U.S. To see what that means in this central Mexican state, we drive up windy roads to a mountain village of cinderblock homes and mostly unpaved streets.
We are in San Pablito.
In this community, there are no men.
Yes, the men in the United States, yes. Women are the workforce in the town.
It's here that we see part of that remittance money at work. The microbank offers loans to start businesses that create jobs. Successes have been small but growing. For example, this handmade paper business. Camila Santos and her extended family borrowed money to grow the company.
I asked for a loan from the microbank and I got it to invest in this work, but it's been a little hard with the crisis.
But still, 22-year-old Mario Cabrera has a job here for now.
Well, they've been telling us that there's not much work in the United States, so I decided to stay here and work in this business. I just dedicate myself to this.
A lot of young Mexicans made the same decision to stay home, says Demetrio Papadimitriou, the executive director of the Migration Policy Institute in Washington.
Word travels very fast, so that's certainly one of the things that we've learned.
In a 3-month study published in September, the Institute found that illegal migration from Mexico is sharply down by about 1 million migrants, says Papadimitriou.
You have to expect that you're going to be pushed back a number of times, that eventually you will come in. But if you made all of this effort and paid all of this money, and you come into the United States and then you don't have a job, it's not really worth it.
But what happens when the U.S. recession fades and the Mexican recovery lags, as economists predict? Here at the central bus station in Puebla, Mexico, Migrant workers are already headed north, says Father Jorge Galicia Amezcua. His church is a few blocks away, and he says he sees more and more migrants from Central America and Mexico heading to the border.
Too many young people think that they have to go to the United States to find the paradise. The idea of the paradise is still in the mind of the people.
Deborah Amos, NPR News.
And that report comes courtesy of America Abroad, a monthly public radio program about international affairs.